Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And now, a new approach to fix one of the most common knee injuries. If you've suffered from this, you know what the anterior cruciate ligament is, or ACL. It basically keeps your knee connected and stable. But every year in the U.S., about 400,000 people tear their ACLs, especially basketball and soccer players, and among them, young female athletes are most at risk. The standard surgical repair for the ACL involves harvesting a piece of tendon from the patient's leg and using that to surgically reconstruct the ACL. Then, after 6 to 8 months of rehabilitation, most athletes can return to action. But Dr. Martha Murray, who works in the Division of Sports Medicine at Boston Children's Hospital, says this treatment is far from perfect, and she's developing a new, much less invasive approach to treating this all-too-common injury, and she's with us now. And Martha, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thank you so much.
So before we talk about your idea, which is really fascinating, tell us why you see the need to improve the way that ACLs are typically treated, because it's always described as a pretty successful operation with a pretty good result.
I totally agree with that. And I want to emphasize to all of the patients out there who've had this operation, it is a good operation. And it gets the vast majority of patients back to the level of activity that they want to do. And it has excellent results, relatively low failure rate. However, it does require taking a graft of tendon from somewhere else in your knee or from a cadaver and using that to replace the ACL. And we wondered if there would be a way to get the ACL to heal without having to take something from somewhere else to replace it.
Right, because I know a little bit about this because, as I told you a moment ago before we went on the air, my daughter just had this operation, right? And so one of the things that I learned as her parent was that once the ACL is broken or ruptured, it can't sort of knit itself back together, right?
That's right. And so when we first started treating ACL tears in kind of the 60s and 70s, we did try to sew them back together. But over 90% of those suture repairs failed within the first few years after surgery. And so that procedure of just sewing the ACL back together has been largely abandoned. And it's been replaced with this procedure where we can take a graft of tendon from somewhere else in the knee and put tunnels in the two bones and then fix the tendon securely to each of the two bones to help restabilize the knee.
Right. So you've come up with this really fascinating idea that would essentially provide a kind of scaffolding that would allow the ACL to knit itself back together on its own. Can you explain how that works?
Sure. So the way that we figured out what we wanted to do is that we looked at another ligament in the knee called the medial collateral ligament, or MCL. And this ligament, when it tears, heals relatively uneventfully, even without surgery. Hmm. So a patient can be put in a brace and it will heal. And then we looked at how the MCL heals and tried to figure out how to make that happen for the ACL. It turns out for the MCL, when it ruptures, the ends bleed and they form a little blood clot between the two torn ends that fills in that gap between the torn ligament ends. And that blood clot can act as a scaffolding for the two ends of the tissue to grow back together. In contrast, in the ACL, when it tears, the two ends bleed, but the blood goes into the fluid of the joint, and the joint fluid washes the clot away from between the two ends. So those two ends are
so they can never really grow back together.
They are never back in contact.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so once we determined that that might be the reason that the ACL doesn't heal, we developed a protein-based scaffold or sponge that you can put between the two torn ends when you sew them back together, and that will immobilize the blood right there between those two ends of the tissue and allow the tissue to heal back together.
And is the thinking here that this is, it still requires surgery, but is it it's a less invasive surgery, is that right?
Right, so we can avoid needing to take either two of the hamstring tendons from the back of the leg or part of the kneecap and then the middle third of the patellar tendon and then part of the shin bone is another type of graft. With the sponge, we can avoid having to take that graft.
And what about rehabilitation? Is it still a sort of 6 to 8 month process to heal?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's one we don't know the answer to yet. So this procedure has only been done in preclinical or animal trials. We have never done this in a human patient. Mm-hmm. We just recently got the approval from the FDA to do our first in-human study. So we have got permission to do 10 patients with this procedure, if anybody's willing to do it.
So that's what you're literally looking for, someone to say, hey, yeah, take me, right?
Yep, to say, hey, yep, we know there might be some risks. We know this might not work, but this sounds like something we'd be interested to try based on the data that you have to date. Because it's really only in the clinical population can we start to understand what should the rehabilitation look like. We'll start off with the standard ACL reconstruction rehabilitation. rehabilitation. But then is that too aggressive? Is that aggressive enough? What do we need to do for these repairs?
What does your gut tell you, though? Is your view that the rehabilitation might be quicker, that it might be less a quicker recovery?
Well, one of the things that dominates a patient's ability to return to sports is their muscle strength after surgery. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, in our practice at the McKaylee Center and also at Sports Medicine, we test the patients at 6 months out, and we want to see that they have enough strength back so that they're not at super high risk for just going and tearing their ACL again. Yeah. One of the things that really holds patients back is their ability to get that muscle strength back. If we aren't harvesting part of the quadriceps mechanism and we're not harvesting part of the hamstring tendons, we hope that that will mean that those muscles will do much better after surgery because they haven't been taken to use for a graft.
So you've tested this on pigs. You're going to begin testing this soon on humans if you can find people to willingly participate. So what's the time frame of this research? I mean, if it works out the way you want it to, when might you actually be able to offer this as something to the general population?
That's a really good question, and part of it depends on how these initial studies go. Yeah. So we're hoping to start enrolling patients in this first trial in the beginning of next year, mm-hmm. In January, and then we'll have to see how things go patient by patient.
I'm sure that a lot of athletes out there are listening to this with interest, and I know that a lot of parents of young athletes are interested too, and I'm curious why we are seeing so many of these injuries, 400,000 a year, particularly among young female athletes. Is it the way that that student athletes are doing sports around the clock? I mean, soccer players playing four seasons, so on and so forth?
I think that's part of it. So I think the risk of getting an ACL tear is directly related to the number of times you do a move that's called a plant and a pivot.
Right.
So you put your foot down on the ground and you switch directions. So if you're playing soccer, when I was growing up, I played 2 hours a week, something like that, a practice and a game a week. Now a lot of my patients are playing 2 hours a day and they're playing all year round. So the number of times they're doing that maneuver is much higher, leading to a higher risk for ACL injury.
Yeah. So sounds like we ought to be, I don't know if it may be a lost cause, but perhaps some high school sports programs ought to sort of rethink the way they push their athletes and maybe us parents as well.
Right. So I think part of the problem is the high school teams are only offered one season a year.
Sure.
But then there are other teams, as you mentioned, the club teams and other things that can keep athletes in the same sport for the entire year, which can just put a lot more stress on their knees.
So if this new approach to ACL repair works, what are the broader implications here? Does it offer new approaches to other medical procedures?
Sure. So a lot of tissues that don't heal in orthopedics live inside this fluid joint environment. Hmm. The rotator cuff tendon, the meniscus, your cartilage. And we think a lot of these tissues have the same problem where they lose that early blood clot, so they have no way to heal back together. So it's our hope that by introducing this sponge that can hold a blood clot in place in these tissues, we can get them to heal as well.
It's really interesting. I'm curious what you've heard, because as we've mentioned, so many people suffer from this injury. Are you getting all kinds of interest from parents, from athletes, from the broader world out there?
We are getting a little bit of interest, which is encouraging, because I really look at this as a team effort for all of us, patients, parents, and doctors and researchers. We need to work together to try to make this problem better.
And finally, you know, a final question about prevention. What's being done? What could be done better?
So right now we have programs like the FIFA 11 Plus or other programs that involve neuromuscular training that can be taught by either the certified athletic trainer at a school or certainly by many of the local physical therapy groups. We also offer ACL injury prevention training at the McKaylee Center in Waltham, and we're glad to try to get information on these prevention programs out to anyone who'd like them.
Well, really fascinating. Dr. Martha Murray is a surgeon scientist and associate professor of orthopedics at Children's Hospital in Boston, and she was talking about a new approach to ACL surgical repair. Dr. Murray, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me here.
Really grateful. And that's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.